You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, from our house to your house. And if this is the first time you're joining us, just remember that when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, and your friend. You know, I try to be your friend. And we're doing a big wrap-up tonight on Radio Suzy One live on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from the Speakeasy here in the soul of downtown L.A., where we had a big bacchanal a few days ago. And the Queen of the Queen Victoria, is here with us to join in on the wrap-up. Hey, May.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Just fine?
I'm back for more, Susan.
You're back for more. It seems like you're a little, you know, a little hungry.
I am. I'm ovulating, actually, so look out for all your...
ovulating.
Your guys around here. I got my eyes set on one of them, but
lubricating,
he's shy of me.
Lubricating, ovulating, ululating.
Yeah, the egg has landed.
Ready for action.
Yes.
Well, I thought you were ready for action like a week ago when you were here. You were certainly
dazzling. No, I remember I gave you that email and I said, no, under no circumstances, blah, 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 X,
yes.
Y, Z.
No, I know.
This is the terms and conditions.
You did not want to make any sort of promises or confirmations of much of anything.
Uh-huh.
And so we didn't, really. And I really didn't even think of you as one of the stars of the evening. I thought you'd come and kind of enjoy the evening and then maybe bust loose a little bit in the middle.
With Kelly Lee, of course.
Yeah, maybe.
The girl.
Well, I didn't even know her, really, so I didn't know what to expect. But then when you walked in, you were like a shooting star.
No, it was that man boy that did it for me.
No, it was before him.
Really?
It was before... Oh, yes, because I asked you to be Vashti. I knew you were hot.
Well, it's because I couldn't stand the guy who was playing the king.
Well, sometimes that can be a...
And it was,
you know,
what's the word, apropos?
Motivator. Yeah, that's true. It was apropos, but, you know, it was also, you were just ready to party. I just felt like you wanted to show off and you wanted to be engaged sexually with the people here, some people here, and so... You just seemed to be the queen, Vashti. And plus, of course, you had a little bit of personal, you know.
I had a few beers, too, you know. And then there was that guy with that soft hair. He's in the back over there. He's giving me a hard time.
The soft hair.
The geeky filmmaker look guy.
Mark. Mark.
Mar.
You know what? I have this thing with men. I can't get their names right. It's...
Yeah, well, Mar has an interesting
name. It's like I don't want
another
name.
Right.
His name is Mar. Sorry, Mar.
Right.
See, if I know his name now, I'm not going to want him. Like, I didn't know Chris's name the whole night.
You didn't?
No.
You know what? I didn't either. But I found that later.
We're
he has another name.
Do
you like this one better? Roboneck.
I just, you know what? I just like thinking of no names these days. I just like thinking of nothing.
Just a pure, zipless...
Just don't talk. Just
fuck.
Just have those exactly.
Wow.
Nothing.
Well, and this was one reason. I mean, in a play, you know, you were the queen, he was the guard. Very romantic. Very...
He had a body, I'll tell you that. A little chubby, but he had a beautiful body.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And so do you, my dear.
Thank you.
You looked fabulous.
Thank you.
Very nice. Beautiful. I mean, hanging on the cross on full display. Doing very well. Is this your yoga? Your jeans? Those Irish jeans.
It's all those belly dancing classes, really. Honestly.
Belly dancing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you didn't do that much belly dancing the other night. You did just about everything else.
I was too busy following that man boy around. It's just as soon as I saw him, it was all hell broke loose. I was on the hunt.
Smitten.
Mine's a kitten. I'm
and
thinking
you,
like
and
a
you
cougar.
Squirted as well.
I could have squirted more. Just that he was a little too rough. I like it a little gentle at first, you know.
He was a little rough.
And, you know, there was hands. there was no build up. You know, there was no kind of like, you know, soft and then get into it. He was like you said, he was a young buck.
Yeah, right. The young buck. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, maybe you taught him a thing or two.
Let's hope, Susan.
Mm-hmm. So you were also on the cross, and had you ever been on a bondage cross before?
That's a first for me.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was that like?
You know, I was around people I knew. And that
kind
who
of.
I recognized. No, there was Penny. There was Penny out there.
Right. Penny was here.
Yeah, there was a couple that I saw from one of the S&M places. I can't remember the names. These places don't have the names anymore. It's like these dark places with like wood in the front, and there's no name. But I recognized a few people, and that made me feel comfortable. When I saw Penny, I felt so comfortable.
Yeah.
When we shoot the movies, they use her house as a location.
Right. So that's how you met her.
Yeah, and she's very articulate. Porn. She knows how to connect, you know.
She loves you.
I love her too.
Yeah. We were both talking about how we were hoping that you would come through for the show. But that neither one of us wanted to kind of really pressure you about it.
I was resurrected.
You were. The resurrection of May, victorious.
It was that man boy, I'm telling you. When I saw set eyes on that, you brought him there, Terry.
I did bring him here.
I'm telling you. Go, Terry.
Isn't he beautiful?
He is beautiful.
I got it
on camera. Ah!
Yeah, he was
going for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't really, he was a little shy, but he's good.
No, he was definitely interested.
And he's only 24. You got to hand it to a kid that can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
In front of all those cameras and those people, friends, strangers.
He's kind of humble, you know. He's like a
very
good boy.
Very humble about it.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he came over very quiet afterwards, and we're like, hey, what's up, you know? Here's a cigarette for you, man. You know, good job.
But he's fierce, man. He's like got like 10 bodies in him. As soon as he puts his hands
on
you,
he's
beautiful.
Did he talk about it later?
No. He was very tight-lipped about it.
Really?
Yeah, very gentlemanly that way.
And he was so nice, right? Even up to walk in with the car.
Oh, he's a doll. He really is.
Terry, turn your mic up this way. Up. No, this. The mic up. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
But it was kind of a downer. You know, we went to have sex and then nothing.
Well, there was a lot of pressure.
I have no luck, you know. I do this. I go after these guys that they play hard to get. I like the ones that are kind of like spooked out by me.
Well,
and that doesn't go anywhere.
He was slightly spooked out. Not that spooked out.
Well, he's reserved.
Just to the extent that he wasn't going to, you know, be Jack Lawrence.
Yeah, he was reserved.
Yeah,
he's sort
very
of like,
reserved.
Yeah. And I love that. But then that's
not all that reserved. I mean, he did get with you.
Oh,
and,
he went for it.
You know,
I know.
Kinda,
yeah, ultimately.
I mean, the whole squirting thing. He was lying right under you.
Now I'm more a spitter. Kelly's a squirter.
You were squirting.
But not like Kelly.
No, not like Kelly.
Kelly is like the water
just
fountain.
The fountain of womanhood.
She's like a sperm whale.
I don't know if there's sperm coming out there, but it's a fount. It's definitely
something.
Huge.
And she says, I don't believe her, but she tries to get all romantic with me and tell me that I only get all that out of her.
Ooh,
like,
really?
That's kind of hot, though, if I could do that.
It's romantic.
I get it, because sometimes when I'm with the right guy, I can flood a bed.
The right guy.
The thing going on, it's telling you, get the towels out, mattress is going to get fucked up.
Yeah. We're back in Skype, and people are just piling in here, although we keep getting turned off, so I'm just letting all you Skypers know that if we get turned off, just stay with us and we'll get back on, okay? And we're here.
Yeah, and they can also go to the website and actually listen.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, you can always go to drsusanblock.com.
And you can call in. You can Skype in to
you
us.
You can call
it's
in.
It's free of charge to you.
Ooh,
and
he was wearing this
the number
on his out on his
they can find it. They can look at it.
Okay. Not the regular number.
No,
his,
it's in the profile.
His guard.
But our regular number. I'm going to give out the regular number now. It's 1-866-289-7068.
I can't drink for my life.
Oh, shoot. We just got turned off.
Again.
Okay.
Turned off.
Yeah. No, we keep, you know,
right,
the
okay,
Skype
just
thing.
Put it back on.
Yeah, I'm just going back on here. Okay. So.
I'm taking my sneakers off.
Comfortable.
Get naked.
What kind of sneakers?
They're New Balance.
Mm-hmm. And so you were saying that a lot of people having sex in sneakers these days?
You know, they are. When I first started doing the porn, I would go on GameLink and I'd look at all the porn images just to see, like, how could I be a better model? And I noticed a lot of the girls would have the sneakers on. And I thought, that's cool. It's like the thing to do. It's like this normal wear.
Is that so you can get away faster after the sex?
I suppose.
Depends on the sex, I guess.
Ready to go. Okay. Yeah, we're on now. We're okay. So we're okay. We're in Skype. And if you want to talk with us, we're here in studio with May Victoria, who I should say is also an author besides being a performer. And dare I say the title of the book, because that then gives away another one of your talents. The title of the book.
Yeah, I'm a hoe bag.
Ho with a double O. Hooker. Hookah. The hookah hooker. Mm-mm. A Beautiful Madness is actually a very well-written book.
Thank you very much.
That I've been reading off and on. And it's fun. It's got some sex, you know, I mean, some hot sex.
It's trippy. It's angry, you know. It's angry. And
it's emotional.
It's as it should be, you know. It's like a bitch rant.
Very emotional.
I grew up with hookers.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It would scare me when I was younger, the idea of a prostitute. I'd be scared. I'd be like,
I worked in the theater, and we used to hang out at all these sleazy hotels.
Really?
And every morning, the hookers would come to breakfast and tell about their johns, you know.
What were they like? Were they nice?
Oh, they were great. I got laid more times than... When I was 15, I was...
Really?
And we've had some very interesting hookers on this show.
Women.
I would say the hookers might even, in general, we've had a smaller amount than porn stars. But they're very interesting. And
well, more interesting than most,
people.
People.
Well, I have standards. I like a guy to be 30 with, like, nice hair.
30 with nice hair.
Standards. All right.
Uh-oh. All the bald guys are now getting very upset.
I don't
the ones
like
that are not 30.
Or when they shave their head, I hate that.
I love a head of good hair.
I'm so done with shaved heads.
Shaved heads. You don't like that
stupid
kind of Velcro feeling under your head?
No.
Oh, well. You know, a lot of guys are doing that these days.
Yeah,
wearing
little
sneakers
little
during
hair.
Sex, shaving their heads, you know.
They lose a little hair and then they have to shave. Just grow the hair.
Henry's wagging his head of hair in your direction here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, my pipe.
Oh, no.
Henry, you have your drink over here, by the way. Your Coke and whatever else.
Okay, we have Mitch. Let me see if Mitch wants to talk here. He's put himself into waiting.
I hear that Skype sound.
Yeah, but something just happened. Call ended. I just got kicked off.
Okay. All right, just go back on.
Yeah, just as I go on.
And they can probably hear you, Susan. So.
And I think that Mitch was the cute guy. Here's Paul. Paul, put yourself into waiting so I can test here. Come on, Paul. Hello, Paul.
I love the smell of the pot. It's good pot.
Pass it this way.
Yeah, it's good. Can I talk about drugs?
Oh, Mitch, room? Paul. Okay, let's try Mitch since he was trying before, and then
drugs.
We'll try Paul. Hello, Mitch.
Excuse me. I'm still like...
Hello, Mitchy. How you doing?
Hi, Mitch.
Hi. Hi, May. How are you?
Hello. You got that English accent going on?
Yeah, I'm from South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
South Africa. By way of Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, y'all,
it's a what? What, sweetheart? I can't hear you. You're cutting in and out, Mitch. Let's give you one more try. Oh, we just... No. Okay, we're off.
Weird.
You know, he's a cool guy. But we're having a little trouble with Skype tonight. So we're here anyway. By the way, you Skypers, when you can't hear us, just go to drsusanblock.com. Mitch is back. Oh, no, he's not. There he went. Wait a second. Hello, Mitch.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, I just keep getting cut off. I'm sorry.
I know. It's sorry. Skype. It's not you, actually, darling.
Okay.
So, May Victoria is the author of a book called Hooker. That's our guest tonight.
How about that, huh?
You have any questions you've always wanted to ask hookers?
Wow, May, you're gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Well, you're looking at me right now? How?
redhead.
How are you looking at me right now? No,
voluptuous, petite, porcelain skin. Hey, what happened? Oh, we got cut off. You know, I thought that was him. He was not being rude. I thought he had nothing to say about that fabulous description. It was simply that we got hung up on.
How does he know I'm gorgeous?
I think he was figuring that if you're a hooker and... He might have been watching the website. He is on our regular kind of list.
Right.
So he probably looked on the website.
And that great hat.
That was such a... what a fun night.
So much fun.
Did you get to see the blog? Did you see the pictures of yourself?
And I read the blog. It was wonderful. And I saw the pictures. Thank you so much.
Well, you...
Such a fun night.
You really were just so magical.
It took you and David to put this together to make it magic, you know, so...
Well, we always put something together every couple of months. We do this thing. And we never know who's going to be, like, the star, the little divinely inspired angel.
I was hoping you would do something.
And I was hoping, too. I mean, Terry, we talked about it. We said, we're hoping, but we can't count on it.
We
if we count on
can't
it,
pressure her.
It's like
can't pressure her
not only can't pressure her, but can't even count on it in our own minds.
Yeah.
Because then that would jinx it.
Yeah, I'm weird, you know, I'm like...
You are weird.
I'm like groundhogs.
I had so much fun talking to you before the show. I knew you were going to come here and just, you know, explode, you know, just have this amazing time.
It was that boy, and it was you that brought him here.
I did.
Well, then the boy.
I love you, Terry. I'll do that for
you. You did come with a certain... You were sparkling. Certainly quite a
definitely
bit more
sparkling
than at the radio show. Although at the radio show, of course, when you were here before... I was kind of...
Well, it was winter. I just printed these books out, and, you know, I had these 3,000 books sitting in my kitchen.
3,000 books sitting in your kitchen?
Yeah.
And
wow.
Where are they now?
Well, half of them are... I'm a whore, so half of them are there, but there's another...
Whore. Tell me what that means. I'm a whore.
What does that word mean?
I would stand around Borders and sell the books when the people would walk out.
Well, a lot of people who aren't
I'd get thrown off Sunset and stand and sell my book.
So you're saying being a whore is just really wanting to sell something so bad.
Yes. And see, I had so much fun at the party, I got sick. So excuse me for coughing.
Oh, no.
I'm still recovering.
We appreciate your...
But I sold my book. I would hang...
Sacrificing yourself for us a little bit. We do, May. Because when you give and give, you know, you don't have an endless supply.
I always sell my book. I mean, I'll be
and
at the farmer's market standing around selling my book.
We should
people
sell
like, what is that,
her
book.
We should
like,
we
no.
should sell her book on the site. You drop ship, right? Like, if I sell a book, you'll send it to the person if I pay you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm responsible.
All right. All right, so you'll give me a little wholesale price, and
yeah.
I can sell your book.
It's all about the customer.
You know, I'm raving about you now. I really should sell your book.
Right on.
Because I like the book, too.
Yeah, but you know, nobody reads. Nobody gives
it's
a
not
shit
one of those
me.
Books
I read.
You read
I need
all
to,
at
I
once.
I want to read that
no,
book.
You're going to read
I'm
this,
scared.
Yeah. I'm going to read that,
no,
yeah.
I
mean, I'm already
it.
Done with
very
it.
Very racist.
There was
I can
something.
Be.
Let's see. I put
sorry.
A little piece of... This is a great bathroom book. Because,
yeah.
you know, here's the thing is, I hardly ever read books except for in the bathroom.
Really?
Well, yeah, because... Mostly I'm reading on the internet. I don't need to read at my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read a book. But on the John, no pun intended, but the pun was actually not bad for the book title. But on the John, you know, you want to read something to relax, and this is a great book for that.
Yeah, it is it's a good bathroom read. I'm a little nervous, Terry, you're reading it, someone I know wants to go read it, because I really come out with it. I come out with my hatred, my racism. And
you do. She does.
And I just don't care. I mean, anything in there is really how I feel and what I've come from, and it's like I've puked out all my hatred.
But you
well,
see,
it's really therapeutic.
Terry's into
I
that.
I am into
gonna,
that.
She's going to appreciate that.
No,
and,
I hope so.
You know, it's very brutally honest.
I love brutally
in a way.
Honest.
And it's brutally honest about the negative side of you, although the positive side glimmers through every once in a while, and of course... You're right. I mean, your positive side, which came through so much at the show, isn't really in the foreground in this book. The foreground is
psychotic.
The angry woman.
It's psychotic. I want to attack people in nail salons. It's off
that's,
the wall.
No, I honestly think I'm really going to like it.
But it's touching. It's very touching. you do blame everybody kind of equally, you know, for all your problems.
Well, that's good.
It kind of makes me wonder, where did you learn how to write? I mean, who did you learn from?
Well, you know,
you don't give anybody any credit for the goodness in your life.
Well, I went to college for a few years. I was pretty much a high school dropout. I would go to summer school, so I'd stay out of, like, truant school, jail or whatever they call it, city jail or whatever.
For juvenile delinquents?
They arrest you, so
yeah.
I'd be in the summer school programs, pretty much like these, like, programs that teach you about how not to do drugs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was 19, and all of a sudden I wanted to go to school. So I started going to the community college. I'd read these books, you know.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Manhattan, and I started going out with this attorney.
Right, you do mention that in the book. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say anyone in your family or early childhood inspired you in
none of my... Like,
you seem pretty sordid, your family members.
You know, I know, I don't want to... You know, I've been thinking, you know, like, how am I going to talk about my family now, like in the future? But I just really... They're just not artists. They're just these city workers, and that's okay, you know. We all need, you know, there's a place for us, you know, everybody needs to do something. But they're just like blue-collar people. They're just angry at me because I wasn't being normal. And I was just like, all right, fuck all you people.
Well, fuck that.
Well, okay, yeah. Blue-collar people, they don't do anything professionally artistic, but sometimes a blue-collar person is like a great storyteller. You know, the Irish gift of gab and all of that. And no great storytellers in your past?
Well, my father would be like, get drunk, and he would like ramble on about how Hitler had the right idea. No, I'm serious. I am serious. I am not kidding you. He would ramble on and on. And how the nature of war is that there must be a war to combat the nature of things.
Down the population.
Sheer lunacy.
Crazy.
And then, like, as soon as I started, you know, developing, it's like he's, like, looking, like, at me like I'm a piece of steak.
Mm.
And then I'm like, all right, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
And my mother is chronically depressed. So it's like, and my brother hates me because I was the older sister that picked on him. So, you know, it's over. Whatever. It's like a bad marriage. Done.
Yeah, yeah. Mitch is back. Hello, Mitch.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi,
sexy.
Mitchie.
Family
Ooh.
Is not sexy.
Mitchie, you have a sexy voice. Even though your name is not really very sexy, Mitch.
Mitchie.
Although he has called himself Mitchie before, didn't you, Mitch?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's actually Mitchell.
Mitchell.
But Mitchell, but
do you have
I don't
your
know
shirt off?
Hi.
Do you have your shirt off?
At least.
No, my lady. No, I don't.
Take it off. You sound like you have a shirt off and you're sweating or something.
Sweating? He's just sizzling.
Sizzling.
She just wants to get your shirt off, Mitch.
That's the point, yeah.
Oh, they hung. That wasn't him. It was the Skypiness.
Let's get someone in Los Angeles.
I know.
Someone really slutty sounding.
Someone really slutty sounding to come on down.
Come on. No, someone's
here's
slutty
Paul.
On the phone.
Paul. I don't know if Paul's slutty sounding.
Who's
Let's
Paul?
See.
Paul's our correspondent.
Paul's our friend. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Susan. Hello, David. Hello, daughter, sister, or whatever.
Daughter. I'm not a daughter.
Sister Terry. You mean
Hi, Paul.
We sometimes call each other brother and sister here. So
Brother Paul.
Okay.
Sister May. This is Sister May Victoria.
Oh, God, that reminds me of Catholic school.
That's right.
Victoria.
That's where you are. And this is your mother confessor.
Ugh.
So, Paul, this is the author of a book called Hooker. Have you ever been to a hooker?
That means yes.
No, it means the friggin' Skype hung
is
up
it,
on me.
This, yeah, this
sucks.
Is Skype.
All right.
I'm not helping complaining about it. Am I?
No, don't complain.
Sorry.
You're a complainer.
I am. I really. I whine.
Paul's back.
I have a very, very bad Skype connection today. I don't know if all have, but I have. I fly out every 2 seconds because I have this eagle in my sign. So Mr. Skype really thinks I can fly out and in like hell. So that's why I'm
Okay, so we don't have much time before we get cut off again, Paul. So say something or ask something about hookers. Get it in there.
I did. I couldn't even listen to you what you were talking about hookers.
Have you ever seen a hooker before?
Paul,
it's all right. Tell us. Come on,
Paul. Did he get cut off?
Did we lose him?
I don't know.
Scared him. He's probably like, oh.
Yeah, he got cut off. I don't know if I should keep doing this.
Is it Skype? Is it on?
You know, it's on. It goes on and off. That's what's happening. It's Skype is going on and off tonight. I'm getting hit.
What does hit mean?
That's the feedback I'm getting.
Well, there's a lot of people that are trying to join the room. They hear
and
about hookers.
The room down and
here's Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Hi.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey. You have your shirt off now?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
I want to ask you a question. You know what a hooker looks like? How can you tell if someone's a hooker?
Excuse me.
Did he say he could?
I just asked.
That's such a rhetorical question. And I'm not sure if Skype hung up on him. Maybe he's just appalled.
Oh, Skype.
Yeah, Skype hung up.
I hate the Skype.
Yeah.
Skype.
I know. It's
I'm going to check it out.
It's really amazing sometimes. But right now, it's okay. And there's Paul. You know, I think we should just keep talking. And
right.
You guys,
don't even worry about
you know,
it,
if you can get a word in edgewise, then
we'll
you can talk.
Talking about
I'll just
Skype.
Keep
let's talk about gangbangs.
Okay, let's talk about gangbangs now. That's a good subject to get into.
I'm so
right
dying
now
to get banged by a bunch of guys. I haven't had a nightmare about it. It's kind of hot, though.
When did you start desiring a gangbang?
Well, when I found out I can make about $4,000 or $5,000 doing it.
$4,000 or $5,000 doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
In a movie,
you do one of these gangbang,
yeah,
you know, like dozens of guys.
Yeah, but then I started looking at the posters of it, and it's kind of scary, you know? It's like I think I might just want to try to do it for real first, you know?
How can you tell if someone's a gangbanger?
How can you tell if someone's a gangbanger? You just, I don't know what, where you just went. Okay, you didn't do anything?
It disappeared.
Okay.
No.
Okay, you guys can do that, and I'm going to move my microphone a little bit over
stay
here.
Right there. Stay
okay.
Right there. First of all, you
okay. So.
You're just
all right. Gangbangs.
Where's Mar? I want to take a look at his hair.
What is the most highest number of men you have had sex with at once?
Well, remember the show? I told you I hadn't, but I was going to start the porn, right? Right?
I don't really remember. You've never had sex with two men at once?
Not in real life.
Not in real life?
No, I'm very
you
straight.
You have never
I'm very
had
square
sex with two men.
I just, there's not two of them together that are worthy enough, or paying me, for that matter. I'm a bitch. I'm very straight laced. You know this.
No, I don't know this. I'm amazed. I'm amazed that you have not had sex with two men. We have to rectify that.
Give me two guys I want to fuck at the same time.
I would like to give you two guys to fuck. At least two. That would qualify gangbang.
Since I last did the show, I did two guys at the same time. One was a DP where they tried at the same time. It was horrible because one of the guys was bad in bed.
Right.
It was terrible. He just sucked.
You know, that happens sometimes, that one guy is bad in bed.
They both have to be good. And then
he's just kind of, I mean, not rough bad. Rough bad is, I understand, that would be
something worse.
Awful. But, you know, kind of timing bad.
This guy was both.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just, I did another shoot where it was with two guys, but not fucking me like pussy and ass.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to be so like you know, I don't know, talk like that. But that's how it goes, right?
Yeah, you can talk like that.
All right, sorry. But and that wasn't really that good because the one guy was complaining and he was like kind of queer. Because a lot of these male talent, you know, they're not. You know, there's very few Jay Lasseters out there. I'll tell you that. He's at the top of the list. I went back to his place. I don't do that.
We could call Jay.
Let's call Jay.
You get him over here?
Yeah, you have his number,
don't
you?
I have his number.
You have his number? You want to call him up?
No, he
I can track it down.
He won't do it.
What do you mean he won't do it?
If he's not busy, he will do it.
And then he's got some little puppy he has on a collar.
No. I'll tell him he's going to be on the radio show.
Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, and invite him over.
Let's talk to him.
All right, I'm getting his number.
We're going to get his number. We're going to give him a call.
I don't want to know his number. I forgot it. I mean, that's
you know, after all, he didn't show up at Purim. He didn't
did
show up.
Did he stand us up?
Nah, you know, he did warn us. He was very gentlemanly. He did tell us.
He's going
he
out
was
with
doing
some girl
a porn
now.
Shoot. Oh, maybe he was lying.
He's a
you
liar.
Think so? You think he was lying?
Look, I already slept with the guy. I went over his place. I know his deal. He's going out with someone, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I could smell the conditioner on the pillows.
Ooh.
Susan,
okay.
I sniffed those towels.
I don't
know. I know
because all like, I got an email from him saying, oh, I'd love to come.
The nose knows.
Okay. No, because he didn't come. That's the point.
Oh, he was coming.
Well, perhaps.
But with
but
his
he,
little
and
puppy.
He said he was coming on a porn shoot.
What, at 9 o'clock at night? Well, they do go out.
Yeah,
they go late.
He had a porn shoot all day and that he might be late he didn't know and then he never ended up showing up.
He like working 7 days.
He has shown up faithfully for over a year. He's been
really?
Great. Oh, yeah.
He's a beautiful guy.
Oh, he looks fantastic.
He's the best fucking
He was
all.
Eros. My whole Eros Venus thing kind of fell apart at the last minute, and I cast him at the last minute.
Lucky
and he
you.
Was beautiful with the wings and nothing else.
Susan, that guy's the best, best fuck of them all.
Okay,
all
I have his number.
Even all the
okay,
black guys.
Okay, let's call him. Okay.
At least get his, oh, his voice is so, that, he sounds like,
that Austrian
oh,
voice.
God.
Speaking of Nazis, your father would
oh,
approve.
God. Oh,
he's
so
got that good Nazi voice. That's why I wanted him
Eastern
to
European.
Play Haman. See,
I talked to him about it.
I wanted him to play the bad guy.
Susan,
I wanted him to play Haman.
Oh, Susan, those Eastern Europeans, it's a there's nothing hotter.
He listened to it, too.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, I don't know about this whole he's got somebody.
Yes,
notion.
He does. I'm telling you. I smelled the conditioner on that, on those pillows.
The conditioner?
It's
he
a
probably wears girly conditioner.
No, that
yes,
was a
he
chick.
Does. He
I have a
girl
nose
conditioner.
That can smell everything.
He wears girly perfume.
He has a girlfriend now, and the way he validates it
he
is...
He shaves his chest. He would put conditioner, he would put no, sort of lotion into
hair,
him.
It's a woman.
What kind of scent, exactly, we're talking here?
It's like... woman hair conditioner, a woman wearing it with woman's
he
hair.
He would wear that.
It was saturated. No,
anyway, he would have a woman there. You think that he would have a woman that would really tug on his heart so much he would refuse you?
Another guy's busy.
He might be busy.
I'm telling you, what I'm saying is he's got his... He likes to validate it by saying that he has a sub... It's like, no, dude, you have a girlfriend now. Get over it.
Oh, he has a sub.
I and then he tries to tell me I'm light years away from being a sub.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
You are light years away.
Well, if you pay me, I'll do anything. I'll do it. Pay
well,
me.
But pay you by the hour. At least it's not by the minute.
When I'm turned on, I could be submissive. You know that?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name, Chris?
Chris, yeah.
I'll be submissive. I'll be on the floor.
For
my voice
a little
even
while.
Is higher. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm sure you'd be very submissive for the night.
Yeah.
Maybe even for a couple weeks.
Not even.
Not for a couple weeks. A couple weeks. I'm figuring you're like a bonobo. You know that's the length of time for a love affair. You could be at peak love for a couple weeks. Peak love and lust.
You know, that Jay Lassiter, he can fuck in the ass so hard and it doesn't hurt. Why is it some guys can fuck like that and they can do anything to you? And
some guys have no idea what they're doing?
Yeah, what is that?
I think that's just the luck of the draw, unfortunately.
No, he's skilled. He's trained. He's trained.
What? Was
he
raised
worked with
him
my,
as a porn
with,
guy?
With Axel Braun. Axel Braun kind of discovered him.
He's very
and
sensitive.
He's the son of Lossie Braun. It's like... It's carried on through...
Oh, my God. Those Eastern Europeans. Help
oral
me.
Tradition.
I gotta take my top off.
Go ahead.
All right.
Take it off
Where's
right
Jay?
Now.
Where's Jay? Put Jay on the phone.
Where's Jay? Can we call Jay? Do we have his number?
I have his number. Who needs it? Who's going to call Jay? Am I supposed to call Jay?
Call
I think so. I think you're supposed to call him. You are the guest coordinator.
I would pay for him to know that I would say that he's the best fuck I've ever had. In porn, that is.
Get
Not
me a phone.
Because I still have to touch my pussy when I fuck him. The ultimate of fucks, the ultimate sexual experience is being able to, like, come while you're holding the person.
and not have to get yourself off in the process.
That's hot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
nothing is hotter
than the mark.
That's the
well, how
mark
about if you touch yourself a little bit
mark.
Before, you know,
either
10 good
way,
minutes of no
yeah,
touching?
Yeah, true. Yeah, if you need
yeah,
to, yeah.
That could work.
But if you can hold on and come,
yeah.
Yeah, I can't
that's
do that with
just,
Jay.
Yeah, that's just
all those porn
special.
Guys. All those porn guys are like monkey sex. It's like this position thing, and they're just like...
Well, because they are having sex with the camera, and
yeah.
That's what the director wants. See,
and
you're not
you.
Their lover. Their lover is the camera. That's who their lover is
it's
when
really
you're doing porn.
It's really unfortunate, you know?
I don't know if it's unfortunate. It's just a certain kind of sex.
Yeah, I wish you could kind of do it both ways, like you do in, like, mainstream movies, you know? Like the way they shoot mainstream, you know?
Oh, the way they shoot mainstream, you're also doing it for the camera.
Yeah, I guess, suppose. It's just that...
You know, it's all hurry up and wait, and, you know, there's this is for the sake of the film. Unless you're doing a documentary, and even then, the documentarian usually says, well, I mean, could you do that over there?
Or what
instead
I mean,
of over there?
Or what I mean is that the reality of sex, you know what I mean, could, if it could only be just more real, especially for the woman, because of our,
okay.
Our plumbing's different.
If it could be more real.
You know, guys can have a dick and they can fucking come, but girls are just like, they're like these receptacles. It's kind of disgusting.
Well,
I'm so glad I'm not doing porn as much these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are certain things you can do, I guess, like yoga, to prepare yourself for sport porn fucking.
Oh, you better believe it.
Which
you,
is kind of like, I guess it's kind of like wrestling, you know, kind of like...
It is. It's like, it is.
It's not like regular making love.
It isn't. I'll tell you. I tore my left shoulder for like 2 months when I first started. Because you have to keep doing this turning around and showing your face thing.
Yes.
I fucking hate that. It's so, ugh.
Yeah.
But that's
what Jack is all about. You see it in the pictures. He's always opening up the picture to the bodies. You see a lot of body.
Yeah.
In the way that he fucks. And I can imagine it doesn't feel good.
It's boring.
It doesn't. You know, entice.
It's boring. And he has pretty much the... let me not even get into it, all right?
I don't even know if it's boring so much as it seems like it's rough on the woman and and very, you know, all about the display.
It's boring. It's like going to the doctor.
Well, yeah, if the doctor is kind of sadistic. Yeah. And it's all about keeping his erection going, and, you know, that's the main thing, because that's what you see.
Keeping his wood. It's a man's world. Porn is for men. It's not for women.
But at least men can use Viagra now.
You know, it's still so new in the market. It's only 10 years old. You know, I wonder what are its long-term effects going to be.
Oh, I'm
we
sure we know.
Long-term effects of Viagra.
It does. It
yeah, because
with your
young
eyes.
Guys are taking it. I mean, the whole idea is it's supposed to be for old guys, but a lot of young
guys
take it.
You're ready to drop
that
anyway, right?
Yeah.
Just get your last good few fucks in there.
I must admit, I was a Viagra. I moved Viagra through the speakeasy the other night.
Really?
Yeah
because. Carmen Cruz, the transsexual.
She's beautiful.
Was
it
she
took me,
very
it
beautiful?
It took me 10 minutes to figure out.
Yeah.
That's
well,
how hot.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah,
makeup.
Hot. Yeah, beautiful
she
makeup, great
makeup.
Outfit, the whole belly dancing thing.
I was shocked when I saw it, you know.
Yeah.
And I actually
well,
saw
I kind of knew, so I don't know if I would have known.
I still get shocked, you know. It still shocks me when I see the genitalia. I go, whoa, look at that.
But she wanted some Viagra because everyone was, of course, asking her to pull down her panties, and she kind of wanted to pull down her panties, but she wanted to be, you know, strong. She wanted to be her male-female self.
Yeah, there's like sort of like you want to keep it sort of undercover there. It's hotter.
And I think
way.
Because she was the eunuch, she wanted to prove to me that she had a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the pictures.
Because I'm not really a eunuch.
It's very empowering.
Oh, yeah.
She
looks very empowered, you know, with her tits and her cock and... You know,
she has it together.
She's strong. She almost looks like a bodybuilder.
Mentally, she has it together. When I was I was talking to her, like so close to her in the beginning. And what sets her apart from a lot of, well, sex industry people or just people in general, her beauty comes from being confident. She's She's got an inner beauty going on. She's comfortable.
Ah.
She's commanding, I thought.
She
almost.
Is.
Very
yeah,
commanding.
She's, yeah. She's, but
oh, yeah.
When you look in her eyes, you can see so many little nuances going on. She's on a cellular level, she's... That woman's a...
And she had this whole
like
entourage.
Is that really all her friends?
I think so.
That's
she
hot.
Brought them.
That's
those
hot.
Were her
yeah.
queen
they
friends.
Were great.
You know, and actually the best picture of Jack is where he's standing there with her on one side and one of her friends on the other side, Candace
looks
Cash.
Like such
and
a silly guy. He's like...
But he looks great
hot
there,
Jack.
You know?
He's
yeah.
like, uh-huh.
And they love him, because, you know, they're like...
Anything. Yeah, I know
yeah,
why they love him.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
He's like...
No, it was great. It was a great night. I don't know why he was
night.
Rejecting my Esther though. I was kind of pissed at him for that.
With the black hair.
The black haired girl.
She's so cute, Reagan Reese.
She was trying.
Oh, maybe
he only had eyes for what's her name
Savannah
for Savannah.
James.
You know, and I understand Savannah's very
well, you know you do these
compelling.
Scenes. You know you do these scenes with these girls, and he mentions you know that. You fuck these girls three or four times, and it's just like even the guys, they have reasons why they don't want it. They're not into another girl, the way we are, and not into guys. So he's like, yeah, he said something about this other girl, and he was like, oh, I couldn't do that again. And we're the same way, you know. There's that chemistry that isn't there. I didn't get it from Reagan either.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't introduce themselves or they give me like a look with the side of their eye, that's it's over.
Oh, really? You
yeah,
got that from
I'm
there.
Like that. I'm very territorial. And since I'm older, and clearly I am older than her, she has to respect me. And she should at least give a half a smile, soften her face, something to give me... You know, that's what animals... You know, something that the other animal needs to do to get in there, you know? And
it's a respect issue.
She didn't give me anything. I was just like, I wanted to smack her in the head.
Maybe she was nervous because she was with this guy with more
that
tattoos
guy.
Than she had. Yeah.
No, that, guy was, that guy was...
And this big
he
earlobe.
Didn't seem too nice.
He was nervous. I brought them
was
back
he
into
really
my.
Nervous?
Yeah, I think he was nervous that she was gonna get away from him. I think that was part of the dynamic.
Oh, that's so creepy.
A little bit.
I used to be like that. You know what? I'm not like that anymore.
You would be like that.
Yeah, I was
about
like that
a guy?
As a kid. When I was a kid, like my boyfriend. You know, my boyfriend. Everybody had my boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But that was when you were 19.
Well, you're such a creep. Now you're the one that people are like that about.
Isn't she like 19? I forget these girls are really young.
I think she is like...
23 or 24.
23. Well, Terry's 21.
I am.
Wow.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, of course. Remember, she looks like when Madonna first started out.
That's what she said to me earlier.
Before it all.
There is a Madonna look in Terry's eyes.
I'll take that. I'll take
look
that.
Look at the old photos.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got attitude in the old days.
Hey,
she's
Mitch.
She's always got attitude.
Mitch, say something interesting really quick because you're going to get cut off.
Ooh, there's okay. someone in the corner over there staring at me.
I saw Maeve Furia's pictures, and I just think she's an incredibly sexual, exotic goddess that...
Mm.
Is incredibly elegant and beautiful.
Isn't she beautiful?
And,
isn't she?
Thank you.
And she's very funny.
You
he did it.
Oh,
he did what he was required to do. I told him to get something interesting in there
and they
before
can still
he got cut off.
Oh,
and he still didn't
Susie,
hear.
They can still hear you, by the way. So.
Well,
yes.
I just want you to know, Brother Mitch, that you are blessed. You are sincerely blessed, Brother Mitch. That was very good. That was a good testify.
This is the 20
testament.
22nd get your question in.
Or your statement. It doesn't have to be a question.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on the blog.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So beautiful. It was a beautiful night.
It was a beautiful night. It was.
It was
it really,
a beautiful
it was,
night.
It was one of those
it really
nights.
Really was.
I don't think it was quite full moon, but it was like... Just after
so close.
Everybody kind of
hey,
felt
and there's something
good.
Else beautiful that's that was that took place right after that, and that's the new Bonobo way.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about our sex.
Well, yeah, that too. But this is this is a
that's
whole.
That's just me being romantic.
Kind of new sex, and it's Bonobo way, and B-O-N-O-B-O-W-A-Y, Bonobo way. and it's a new kind of community, unlike any other community, and you can't join it unless we invite you. So you either have to have a friend who's a friend who invites you, or you have to...
this is invitation-only community.
It's an invitation-only community.
So what communities are you into, May? I only communicate with you over regular email, but do you get into MySpace or anything like that?
I mean, I'm a crab. Yeah, I don't...
A crab.
I really am. I sit in my room and obsess all day long and write.
But you don't get into any of the little community things?
No.
You don't communicate with people? You don't get on, like, sugardaddy.com to look for business?
I just have my few hooker ads on that mall and arrows, the ones that count.
Okay.
So you get on arrows.
She has hooker ads. We will allow hooker ads. Yeah. I mean, escort ads.
Yeah, I just do my escort ads, a few that count. Aside from that, really, I have a social life that's really about as interesting as a, I don't know, leftover tempeh. It's dry, Susan.
Would you come out with me?
You know what?
Would you?
I would.
I would love to go out.
Because of Chris, I'm telling you, I will spoil you. You're be so being to be spoiled.
We should go. We should go out.
The smell of that young man boy.
Ooh.
The young man boy.
How beautiful. I knew you would do well here. I had a feeling.
I'm taking you out.
Okay.
Call up
go.
Chris. We were going to call up Jay or Chris.
I have Jay's number. I need
call
a phone.
People randomly.
Yeah. We'll call him now.
Okay. Call him right now. There's the phone.
Okay.
Get the phone.
You know, I hate what's MySpace. I hate all that stuff. It's just all these weirdo photographers trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Give me his number.
818.
What's up, our gangbangs? Are we on?
Are we on for gangbangs?
Are we still on?
We're still on, yeah.
Yeah, I want to try a real gangbang, Susan, that's hot.
I'm hearing you. A real gangbang. Now, what about...
Mar. I'll do Mar right now.
What about... You'll do Mar.
I would.
Yeah? Okay.
Where is he? Mar.
8, 6, 7.
I just want to play with hair. I love the guys that... I love the guys that are just like, they're just so uneasy about it.
Yeah.
You gotta play that part. Then I'm just like, woo!
You like that?
I do.
Quiet,
like this
please.
Kid?
Got it.
Resistant.
Susie.
No.
Yeah. We're calling Jay.
Okay.
Or that other guy?
What about Henry?
He reminds me of my brother.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's all those little things.
He's so anxious. He seems like...
All right, Susie, we're gonna...
Hello?
Hey, Jay?
Hello?
Jay, this is Dr.
Hello.
Susie. Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Call me back. I can't hear anything. Please call back.
Oh,
okay?
Oh, gosh. He can't hear us.
Well, I just turned it up.
Okay. He did say call back.
He has a great voice. Okay. I'm excited already.
Call me back.
Where's Mar? I want to play with
back.
His hair when I talk to Jay. Mar!
Okay,
Mar!
Let's do this.
Mar! Where are you?
I don't know.
All right, I'll be right back. I won't go anywhere.
Okay.
You want to write that number down for me? Because I can't see.
Okay, I'll write it down here. Where?
Susie, could you give her...
Okay. And...
Can you give her a piece of paper, Susan?
Oh, paper.
Piece of paper, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, we're on the show, moving paper around.
Sorry, ADHD, whatever you call it. Now getting cold. God, it's cold.
Okay.
All right.
So we gotta get Jay
there
back.
There you go.
I know, but I don't wanna give his ego that he was the best fuck. I hate this.
I'm not gonna tell him you said that.
Don't. We'll not say that. But God damn it.
Men don't need to hear things like that.
Exactly.
They really
right.
don't.
He's, you know, just bastard. Invite him over.
Oh God. My stomach already.
Whoa.
Well, we have to be aggressive here.
He has a puppy on the collar. He lost his puppy. That's what he was doing. He was looking for...
Okay. He's answering his phone.
Well,
anyway.
he's a man whore. Like, he has to. That's
yeah,
his business.
Yeah, he's a man whore.
That's his business. He's got to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
He's all nice. He doesn't even know who he's talking to. He can't even
right.
hear anything.
Yeah, he
call
back.
Call back.
Call back.
Please
call me back.
It's the end of the month,
please.
Susan. The end of the times are rough, man. People got bills to pay. The rent is due.
Absolutely.
Everyone okay. gets nice at the end of the month. I don't care who
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, here we go, here we go, here we go.
What is in this? You Swing mixed in. It? You're going to make me sick.
Hello?
Hello, Jay. Jay, can you hear
Hello.
Me? Hello. Hi, Jay. Jay.
It's just a bad joke, man. It
no, no, no,
work,
it's not
right?
a bad... Okay.
I love it.
Man.
Well, call him on a cell phone and tell him.
Just call him. Just call him on a regular phone because you're...
What is this?
Something's not right.
Call him on a regular phone.
Oh, you know
phone.
What? I'll get... You're so sweet. You're peeling your... Yeah, you'll be... I'll just nurse this little bit.
Something
here.
Isn't pulled up
no,
in terms
no, no, no. It's a setting. You know?
Yeah, it's a setting.
But I can't get to this setting. It's clear here.
You're so sweetie.
So what do we do? How are we going to try him now? Because he's going to
get
pissed off.
Oh, well.
Now we're at the pissed off.
He's going to go, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, we don't want him to
somebody
do that.
Somebody here, just call him.
It'll embarrass
call
him.
Is this some kind of joker?
Tell him we're trying to get him on the
I got the rent to pay. Who is okay. this?
Just
I have my dick
tell
in
him
my
who
hand.
You are.
Fuck you, asshole.
Harry should call him.
No, no,
call
it's
him
all right. No, just call and tell him we're trying to call him from the Dr. Susan Block Show. Dr. Susie is trying to call him.
Yeah, but what is he supposed to do when he hears
he
that?
Well, then...
Terry should call.
Then I can pick him up.
Terry, you gotta fuck that guy.
Me again? I don't know about that.
I do so, know about him. He's that good. He's a
no,
good
No, don't
fuck.
Call him on that.
Chris? Robotic?
No, no.
No, call him on a...
No, no.
Yes.
Call him on a regular line.
I think I'm good. I'll take your
okay,
word
Okay, I'll just
you,
give
you
a
know
phone
you
to...
Be 39 and then
give you a phone
really
to...
I'll wait, I'll wait.
Yeah, you gotta...
I'll definitely have to wait on that one.
Yeah, you know what? She doesn't want to fuck Jay Lasseter.
When
no.
she's 39,
you
too. When she's 39, all right, all right.
Maybe when I'm 39, I'll
oh,
fuck
yeah.
Jay Lasseter. We'll have to see how it goes.
Okay, so why don't you call him and let him know what's going on.
Believe me.
Okay, why don't you call him
and tell
him
what's going on. All right, I'll go call him.
No, no, right there, right there, right there.
Oh, well, on here.
So
all right,
Jay
I
Lasseter,
see what's going on here.
Jay Lasseter would be part of the gangbang for sure.
Yeah.
Tell him we're talking
yeah.
about him.
Maybe he can call us.
Yeah.
And then would we be able to hear him if he could call us?
Well, we can test him. At least he knows what's going on.
Okay.
He thinks he's
good. Do you want me to get him on the regular number?
No, no, just talk to him first. And let's go on with the show here.
All right, here.
Okay.
Gangbang.
Gangbang. Okay, she is talking to him. We're making
yeah.
contact with,
oh, wow.
with one possible gangbang member.
I know.
I love to think of them
Associate.
As members.
Yeah? The
yeah.
member?
Yeah.
I can hear his voice.
I can. You can hear his
He's
voice?
He's so sexy.
Yeah.
All I have to do is listen to that. Give me that
Are
phone.
Does he want to?
Yeah, he can come over if he wants.
What a man whore. Hi. Tell him I'm there. I bitched him out in email.
Here.
He's mad at me.
Oh, now you tell us. What do you mean he's mad at you?
Because I bitched him.
He says it's too late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I bitched him out on email.
Yeah.
Well, tell him to give us a call, and we'll talk to him then.
We're going
to
see.
Yeah.
Tell him to give
yeah.
us a call. Tell him to call us at...
could you call... Okay, could you call us on the
We
on
want
the
to talk
so
to you.
We talk to you for a little while.
Okay.
I can actually hear him.
I can't really hear him. I no. got my headphones
okay.
on.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay.
Go to sleep.
Is he sleeping?
Sorry, bye-bye. He was vetoing.
He was
they're
what?
They're all sleepy.
He was naysaying. He's in the car driving. No time to talk to us.
Oh, he's in the car
he was
driving.
Yeah, he was naysaying.
What does that mean? Naysaying? What?
Naysaying.
Naysaying? Okay.
Saying.
Oh, no. I get it. Okay. Naysayer. Naysaying.
That's right. No
he's
more.
Driving. Driving
yeah.
to his
That's
puppy.
He's always like that. He is. He's.
No, he's not always like that.
No.
We have to kind of plan a little.
And,
yeah.
And that's it for these Latvian, Eastern, fucking porn stars.
Exactly. That's it. All right.
We're done. We're so done with them.
We're done.
Yeah.
Now what are we on to?
Now where is this Mar so I can play with his silky hair? No.
Mar.
Yeah.
Mar.
Mar. Is it Mar or Mark?
Mar.
Mar.
Try to get
Mar.
These names right.
Mar. As in Mars without the S.
There he is. Get over here.
Mar.
Wait, I gotta tell you something. Come here, Charisma. I gotta tell you something. Come
there you go.
Alright. So what were we talking about?
We're talking about gangbangs.
Oh, yeah.
Gangbangs.
Yeah. Alright. I'd like to have an erotic gangbang. Not necessarily... My eyes are closed, right? That, not really, like hardcore, But that's the way it has to be, you know, for in the movies, I suppose.
No, it doesn't have to be any particular way. It could be any very way. Romantic. It could be you're the queen and you're being waited on by all these gentlemen.
Oh, I like that. I like that fantasy
look
right there.
I tricked Mar.
Yeah, you tricked Mar.
He has something in his
pun
hair.
Intended.
I don't like it. You
like your men with soft, silky hair without product.
I do.
No product.
I like it too. No product, just soft hair.
Yeah, just guys with soft hair. Ugh.
You know, I tell Gene that all the time. I don't like him putting product in my hair. And he
I like
loves to put
hair.
Product in my hair.
See, I have product and no hair. Which is a big difference.
You have a very nice head, sweetheart.
I love my hair.
I love your hair, too. You have very soft hair, actually.
I have 352 implants
hair.
On the head.
He has 352 hairs, and they're very soft.
They're very
nice.
Excited when you touch them.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They get very,
That's
very
right.
excited.
They stand right up.
They were very excited after the show.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a sad fact in my sexual life. My sex life.
It is a sad sort of theme tonight.
Well, I haven't come without. I can't come without touching myself with a guy. I think it's been a year since I've done that.
Well, is that really so terrible? Why do you have to? What I mean, how much do you have to touch yourself? You have to touch yourself even all the way through, just to begin with.
I love being able to fuck without doing that. Because to me, that's
it doesn't happen
time.
All the time. I mean, it didn't happen with me all of the time.
You're
it did when I was younger.
You're just a guilt-ridden Catholic girl.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Wrong to touch
that's
yourself.
I used to think that.
That is the problem.
I think it's enhancing most of
care.
The time.
I don't care. I'll touch myself right now. Here.
That'll give me a boner any time.
Here. My hair, yeah. My pussy is so hairy right now. It's even scaring me.
Right now?
Does
it go in and out of hairiness?
It grows.
Do you trim it?
Well, a little now it's completely like at the party it was hairy, but look, what do you...
Let me see.
It's very hairy. It's gotten to the point I got to do something
about it.
Oh,
yeah, it's hairier.
It's a little hairy.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, don't put your hand in front of it. We're taking
a
picture.
Okay,
we talk about it like it's an entity.
But
there
it's
it
like the old days. We didn't know what
pussy.
We didn't know what a pussy
red
looked like in the
pussy.
50s.
What did you call it? The Red Delta or something?
The Delta Venus. You know, we have a special feeling for redheads here.
Vibrator?
You know, it's like the guy from the Holy Grail when I look at that
Did
thing.
I give you a pocket rocket?
I left it. I forgot to take it.
Oh, really?
What are these?
What is that?
That's a water gun.
That's a water gun.
A water gun.
In the heat, they're great, the water guns. You spray them on yourself.
Yeah,
they
shoot at smokers.
Yeah, shoot nice. Let's see. I got to get you a pocket rocket.
Let's try one.
Okay, so hang on. Keep talking, okay?
All right. And I'll touch my pussy just to show to David that I'm not shy.
All right, you're listening
just to prove to us. I will watch.
All right, Terry. Watch out.
You're listening to Pussy Radio, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. From our house to your house, we'd like to bring you nice, warm, wet things that you'll always enjoy. Share with us your thoughts.
I'm trying to get comfortable here with the swivel chair.
I know.
I'm able to talk in here at the same time.
Squirting all around.
I don't do that. Kelly Lee does that. Now, this is a hairy pussy, okay? This is what the pussy should look like, Terry. Get over it.
It is.
It is. Do you have a hairy pussy?
Sometimes. Not right now.
Oh.
Sometimes.
You know, in the
1950s... When I get lazy.
You guys are young, but in the 1950s, we didn't know what a pussy looked like.
What, you just didn't see them?
No, you couldn't see them.
Someone actually told me how to, like, actually fight to get into the pussy.
Oh, yeah. No, you had to, like, what is going on? You're listening to Radio Suzy.
Okay, I'm such a little Catholic girl. I really do have to prove it. Terry, is this okay, Terry?
It's so fine.
Am I going to
Not even. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Do you have batteries in there?
I'm just going to relax.
Is there batteries in there?
Okay, there's batteries in there. I believe there are.
Okay.
Look at this. I'm holding this like Christmas. You know, like I'm ripping it open and I'm like, oh my God, what did I get? I got a pocket rocket.
It's just like Christmas.
I know, I got one too. They're fantastic.
I left one. All right, let's see. I don't really use them. I'm a snob about toys.
Can you show me that?
I'm trying to stay still on this thing.
She's like swilling all over the place.
Super fast. I don't like to. I'm afraid if I use them too much, I won't be able to come on my own, you know.
Do you usually just use your fingers?
Why don't you come over here and put it on for me, huh? Let Terry take the pictures. I don't want you near me.
Well,
I want to play with that hair.
You could put a little your hand in between the pocket rocket and your
pussy.
It's on
full blast here.
Or an ecstasy glass.
Now this is it.
Woo!
It hurts almost. I hate that.
Is it just one setting?
I don't know. Here.
No, it's several settings.
Is it? Yeah, check it.
It won't go the other way.
I have one, and I still haven't used it.
Let me call the tech department.
Here, Susan.
The tech department to fix.
Isn't it
what about
blast?
Your dildo operations manager? Get him in here. Get him in here now.
Oh my God! You know what? It's it's so fast that it kind of burns.
Yeah. She wants
too fast right away.
Do you want me to take my top off?
Put your hand under. Twist it.
Yeah. Put your hand.
Yeah.
Put it on top of your hand.
All
right. That's it.
It's only one speed.
One speed.
I like putting it on
it.
All right,
yeah.
Here. But I like it on it. I know where to go. I know my pussy, David.
You should.
I know my Catholic, hairy, red pussy.
Put it around the outside or put your hand under it.
Yeah, more pointing to
the and port it from my
you want to see. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's pointing. Yeah.
Hey, want to hold it for me? You look so good. Look at you.
I love
how Susan said I had a tongue like an angel. That was hot.
You did.
I really read this
so
stuff,
sweet. You did. You're a good little
They're
reader.
They're such bums. I read everything. I sit in my room all day long and read. Woo. I want to be a writer.
Yeah.
One day. For real.
Take a deep breath.
It's okay. So
take
David,
a deep
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I can touch my pussy for David. This is for David. This is for you, David.
Touch your pussy for David.
I'm watching.
Ah, it's so...
I'm watching.
Maybe I can really come.
That'd be nice.
Come over
that
here,
would
Mar.
Be nice.
I want to play with your hair, Mar. What do you mean you work here? This is what this show is about. Come over here. Let me smell you.
Let me smell you. See if you can smell car conditioner.
It's just a man. I want to smell a man.
I'm not sure I give off that odor.
You certainly got that hair.
Odor.
I wonder what your cock looks like.
That's not too good.
Why, you're not gonna have a cock?
Henry! I gotta work.
Look at this guy, look at him. Alright, here we go, I'm gonna concentrate.
Concentrate on your own pleasure right now.
You guys don't need to know this, but there's no hot water today.
There's no hot water where?
At my apartment.
Oh.
I couldn't even.
What you start thinking about when you concentrate on your own
pleasure. I couldn't even wash my pussy today.
You think about.
That's right. Just get it wet.
Can you hear me? No.
Pussies are self-cleaning when they flow. Really.
You know what? I beg to differ.
No, they are.
They are, but there's nothing like a nice, freshly washed pussy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just fresh. Little conditioner on the hairs, and it's just doing it right.
Sexy coy.
No, that wasn't sexy.
I want to be able to talk in here.
One more sexy coy.
Bring the water pistol.
Yeah, I'm giving it the sniff test. That's not bad.
It's good.
Here, show off your beautiful pair that you got.
You know what? It's so fake. I know these are. You read them.
Are those real?
I had people asking me if Maze were real.
They're so hot.
They're so beautiful, though.
There's a certain reality to them.
Did you buy them?
Yeah, they're perfect.
We didn't do them too big. And the doctor
did a very,
really
very
good
job.
No, they're not too big. They're perfect.
And they were done in Tijuana?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
But it was a second generation doctor. Like, his daddy was a surgeon. That's why I went for him.
He was doing tits, too?
That's what you trust. Okay, go ahead. Take me there, Susan.
All right.
To guide you.
I don't fake, you know? I don't scream. And in real life, I don't do that.
The vibrator?
But it's to see, look, it's right to see, look.
There you go.
just so they know what's really happening right now.
Here we go.
That's Skype. That's right. Not our fault.
All right.
Okay.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
I'm not used to these kind of vibrators.
You're not used to that kind of vibrator?
A little in fierce.
Once I get going, it's... You know what? I'm just gonna stop spreading my legs. And I'm just gonna really...
Get comfortable.
That's right.
I'm talking.
Whatever makes you comfortable, get comfortable.
I will. Ooh, I knocked something. Let me see.
Just, if you could put your feet up on the console.
You know, I kind of like squeezing it. I got some serious PC muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Would you also
That's
like
a...
That
is do you like
the
those
secret.
Glass dildos?
Huh?
Do you like the glass dildos?
You know, they kind of hurt my pussy. I like plastic.
Plastic?
I mean, I know
I would
some
think someone who's so chemical conscious as you would appreciate glass.
You know, some of the plastics ones do stink. You know
they
that?
Stink
They're
and
horrible.
They sting.
They do.
You got to get the expensive ones, the ones that are right.
They sting your pussy. I don't know about plastic.
Uh-oh.
He looks so sexy over there.
Yeah, I don't fake money.
So let's see.
It's going to really happen or it's not going to...
Like latex?
You know, some of them are so disgusting. They smell so strong.
I know. I'm afraid to
I'm
get
talking
you,
while
I,
I'm, like,
I
playing with my
really
pussy right now.
That.
It's so... it's. I love it.
I love that.
I'm, like, going into conversation, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
I like the glass ones.
You know what gives away a real orgasm for a woman? Is when you pulse afterwards.
Yes. Well, that's just the mark of a real good one.
Well, but they all do that. If you're not doing that, that pussy didn't come.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. I don't know. What do you say, Terry?
I don't know if it necessarily means that you didn't come. That's just the mark of true
pulsating?
Ecstasy and orgasm.
Pulsating.
Yeah. Pulsating.
It's like this involuntary pulse afterwards.
Yeah, the pulse. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
When you've caught,
you
pulsate afterwards.
Like afterwards, it's like this involuntary pulse. Even
that
if you do nothing, it's like a heartbeat on its own.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good.
That's
okay.
a very good.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Now, what am I going to do? Can I actually come? This is going to be tough. Can I actually come and have a conversation?
I don't know.
I usually can.
It's hard. I mean, this is like this is an unconventional setting.
It's hard. It's difficult,
you know?
But you like a challenge.
Well, unconventional.
I sure do.
We have Ken here on Skype. Hello.
Sure, I'd love to get a guy online
Ken.
While I'm coming.
Okay, Ken.
Ken, are you there?
Come in, Ken.
Oh,
God, that's so frustrating. Okay. And...
go to history. They can hear
us. No, is Paul, are you there?
Come in, Paul.
Yeah, but I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Loud
Paul.
And clear.
Oh, okay. We can hear you, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
You have to be quick tonight on Skype.
Well, I am usually quick, but I'm listening on web to you, so...
Oh. Okay, there you have a...
What happened?
That's the vibrator.
Oh, that's the vibrator. Oh, I thought that was a Skype thing.
Hey, where is it?
Oh, wow, that tripped me out. I thought that was a Skype thing.
Oh, I'm really touching my pussy right now, and it feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty good, too.
It looks like you were touching with
it
the
microphone. It looks really good.
Wait!
Oh,
they
look
want to
at
bring
this
thing in here?
They brought
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, this is plastic. The monkey rocker. Perfect.
The monkey rocker.
I need you to get on that thing and
okay.
tell me
oh,
about
I've
it.
Oh, I've got plenty of condoms.
But you got to put a condom
yeah,
on
yeah, condom, definitely.
I'll get a condom.
Well, I want... It sounds like a concrete mixer.
I want to know, honestly,
that's
what
a,
you think of this.
That's one of Doc Johnson's... that's one of Doc Johnson's... pocket rockets.
Because I might have to borrow that little machine.
Well, turn the microphone towards her.
Get this one, yeah.
Turn that mic towards her.
It is horrible.
Oh, there you go.
This
That's
thing is feeling like a toilet seat.
From now
on.
Whoa, careful.
All right. Technical difficulty.
Turn it up.
We need a condom.
Bring it up a little bit.
We need a condom.
Right here.
All right. So, Paul.
I'm good at doing.
You can choose.
You're listening on the internet,
I like
or
the gold? I'm going for the gold.
Go for the gold,
I'm
girl.
I'm listening on the. Oh, it's so loud.
All right, we're now going to test the monkey rocker.
No, you gotta just pull it up. No, you can't move the mic.
Whoa! The vibrator is moving around here.
it's like those jumping beans.
Big fucking is going on.
Yeah, we're having some real fucking
you
going on here tonight.
You can't move the microphone; you'll break it. You have to use the thing on top
real
there.
Real fucking
you
going on.
You cannot move the microphone.
Just leave the microphone where
yeah,
it is.
Just use the.
Just we're getting on
that
the monkey
lever
rocker
on the
here.
Top there. Okay. No, you can't move that.
Here,
it's screwed
here,
in.
Here.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
It's, now it
no. Yeah. See, guys.
Here.
David is the expert.
Can you hear me? Here, it's perfect. Or not really.
Well, not really. It should be turned around. Nice.
Okay. You guys have lube?
Lube? Hang on. I think so.
Yeah, we do have lube. Okay, lube. I'll get lube.
California. Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys keep talking because I'm getting...
Yeah, okay.
Get the avocado
lube.
Oil.
Let there be dead air, please.
How does that feel?
I really want to fuck it, but it's like I need some oil.
Yeah. Before you can give it your all?
Yeah.
Sound is horrible. Sound is horrible.
Hello?
Maybe it does a good job, maybe this machine, but the sound is horrible.
Yes, the vibrator, when you put it up against the microphone, is very...
I will cough.
Oh my God, I never experienced this. This is...
Okay.
In Atlanta, we never
have
this.
You've never
had...
Yeah, not yet. Just wait.
Hold on a second. We also... Susan, hold it.
What?
We also have someone on from Atlanta.
Okay, but I'm just talking about...
Yeah, I know, but...
The smoke.
The callers is the important thing.
Okay, just got here. I brought lube.
Oh, right on. Where is it?
Excuse me.
Oh, it's in a little tiny little thing.
So just... Okay, so here's some lube.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, this is a very intense operation here.
What are you talking about now?
What are we talking about now? Who are you talking to us?
Can you hear?
I got it.
I'm Ken.
You're Ken? Hi, Ken. I'm here with May Victoria, and she is mounting the monkey rocker here at the studios.
She's mounting it the wrong way.
Of Dr. Susie
Speakies. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like you are.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
You have to go the other way. So we have to turn it around, that's all.
No, but that's a penis.
No. You have to turn it around.
All right, here.
Oh, I see. Penis? Do you like penis?
She likes penis so much she's about to mount a machine with a penis facsimile.
Right. All right, here we go. It is backwards.
I love this
thing.
Here we
go. All right, here we go.
Okay, she's on the monkey rock.
Oh, where's you're Mark? Right. It
you
was
take
it's
a
just
good,
right.
Where's the camera?
How is it?
I don't know. I have to get it kind of turned on.
Don't use the video.
It's artificial.
Still pictures.
Yeah, I do.
It's not really a dick.
It's
not the same.
It's not.
It's not the same.
But you know what? If it were warmer, like in like a Bikram yoga center.
Is it in?
Yeah.
Houston?
Yeah.
Is it in?
Oh.
Yeah, it's in. She's on a monkey rocker.
She's just having normal conversation, though.
It's hard. I'm not one of those. Give me a few minutes, and then I'll really do it.
Yeah, slow down. Come on, everybody. Slow down. Everybody. Okay, you call her. What's up?
Female?
What's up? What's
you a female?
What?
You a female?
I'm a female, yes.
Oh, I'm very much a female right now.
Do you have a question?
Who is a female?
My pussy's female right now.
Well, I'm a female. May Victoria is a female. Terry is a female.
Are we going to self-destruct? Oh, so
and
hard
you,
to come with
my dear,
around.
Sound like a male.
I can't help it.
Can
She's
you be very male now?
She's really turning me on.
I'm trying to get the rocking thing. Oh, you can hold on to it.
Yeah,
Look, check this out.
Yeah, there you go. It's very user friendly.
It is user friendly.
It is totally user friendly.
Does it sound like I'm going back and forth?
Back and forth.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yourself with that thing, May. Give it to yourself.
Okay.
You are getting fucked all over the world. Skype is working, and you are broadcasting your orgasm around the world.
I'm really shaking. I'm fucking myself with a...
She's riding a monkey rocker.
I love that we have this guy with an Indian accent saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" Private more details. She's completely naked except for headphones on, and she's fucking herself with two different machines, a pocket rocket... And a monkey rocker, both available in Dr. Susan Block's Shopping Heaven, by the way. But I don't mean to get commercial right now.
Dude,
she looks beautiful.
She looks beautiful.
She does. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, man.
Oh, honey.
Just feeling it. Just feeling it. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. She's manipulating the machine in a very subtle way.
Very subtle.
Very subtle. And now she's humping the machine. She's humping on and off. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty hot machine.
That was very nice. That was very beautiful.
Say something to me. I just came, for fuck's sake.
Now, we don't know if he was cut off because of the technology.
Hello?
No, they're still on.
No, no, he's there.
Say something to me,
Let him talk. Let him talk. Okay,
Ken.
Go ahead.
You just talked to a babe that had an orgasm. How does that sound?
You sounded beautiful, my lady.
Oh, thank
I will
you.
Empower you because you just sounded incredible. I bet you your love muscles taste so incredibly sweet and just delicious.
Oh, they're pulsing
right now.
He's so romantic.
I can even do it again. This thing is so fast, though.
What would you do, Mitchie, if you were right in here right now with May?
I would totally empower her by just complimenting how beautiful and incredibly sensual and wet and smooth and silky her love muscle is, and I would just completely use my tongue and my fingers in all the right places to just make her so hot and horny until she explodes all over my face. And
I'm gonna come again. I can't believe it.
Fingers.
You know this.
You know
she waterboards, huh? Torture.
Well, I would definitely just.
Oh, she's squirting all over the monkey rocker.
Whoa.
It came out. I gotta put it back in.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
I hate when that happens. Oh, I'm about to come again.
May.
Oh, May.
I'm shaking. I'm really shaking.
Yes, May. Beautiful. Beautiful, love.
I can't stop shaking.
You look so beautiful.
She looks so beautiful.
It's so real. It's very real. She's there on the monkey rocker with the pocket rocket, manipulating herself in a very real, subtle way.
Her muscles are tightening.
Oh, wow.
Her whole body.
She's shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, Susan, I'm taking this thing home with me. It's got to get
kinda
heated,
fun,
though.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what I would do before? I'd blow dry it.
Yeah, you could.
You could do that.
Or you could just suck it really hard and make it, you know, warm. Monkey Rocker Radio with May Victoria.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Now this is talk radio.
This is Monkey Rocker Radio. This is Pocket Rocket Radio.
This is Monkey Business.
Oh, I can't stop
this
shaking.
Is Orgasm Radio.
If I do it again, I think I'll fall over.
Did you get a picture of everyone here? Just the whole scene with the... No, not this way.
You were so beautiful up there.
The shot...
I'll take the picture.
Go sideways. Well, okay, and then I can't talk.
Hello.
Microphone down. This is not I wanted a picture of the radio, like we're doing radio. Like we are, which we are, actually.
We are doing radio.
Yeah, here we go. It's all up to town, huh?
Real-time radio.
Okay.
Real-time.
Can I touch your hair?
Time radio. Okay, now one from over here. And then let her touch your hair and feel your product.
Please.
But I have product, and you can't.
Oh my God!
Mara's all flustered by you.
The monkey rocker loves you.
Drop back.
Oh, I'm gonna come again.
You're gonna come again?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
All right, guys. This is real stuff. This is real radio.
It is real radio.
This is
real as it
like
gets.
Sucking a cock as well as
this is reality radio.
See, that's bullshit phony porno sounds. when they're sucking the cock, they're going, oh. It's like, ew. But... I really came twice.
You did. You did. You really are so hot.
You are so hot.
Susan, my egg has landed, and I want to play with your hair. Depriving me of my pleasures.
Okay.
We're supposed to treat our guests better than
we're going to take a little commercial break.
We're taking
a commercial break.
Yes, yeah, we are. Of course we are.
Taking a commercial
while
break.
You take
no,
pictures.
I like that. Mm. Part of the allure is not having it.
Okay. Uh-huh. So how you doing there, Paul? Whoops.
Oh,
here's
see, now I'm doing like that, like after like
I'm doing fine.
And
fine?
Mitch, how are you doing?
You stay wet for just
this
ages
is real
after you come really hard.
Have you seen?
Oh, I've got a bunch of people in waiting.
Stay wet.
Have you seen May Victoria's pictures?
Oh, you're gonna come again
on the site? Yes.
No, no, I haven't.
Oh, you
come
oh
again.
You've got to see her.
Absolutely
picture.
Delicious.
Come again, May.
I haven't.
Yeah,
really
no, she's.
You have to really sit down on.
Like this delicious.
Well, you go look for her pictures
like
on our site on drsusanblock.com/. Blog.
Life does not get any better than this.
Okay,
what
and then come back.
Right here.
It does. I wish I could blow dry it. I wish
right.
It was like
Mitch?
Warmer.
Yeah, I wish it had like
all right.
A heater.
Anybody want to talk to us?
Okay, I'm
after
gonna,
that, everybody quiet down
everybody
in the studio.
Quiet down for a second.
Let's try to talk to some of the
okay,
callers.
Okay, Mitch, I'm going to put you down into listening for just a moment just to see who else is down there and waiting.
I'm like
but come back, okay? Come back, okay. So now we have... Who do we have here? Salomon Alejandro.
Hello.
That sounds hot.
Hello. Ciao.
Ciao. Hello. I am Salomon from Ecuador.
You're Salomon from
Ecuador.
You're Salomon from
Oh, we have an echo, Salomon.
We have an echo, Salomon. Okay.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Sorry,
but
my English
no
good.
Your
okay.
English no good.
Goodbye.
I squirted.
Okay.
El Squirtino.
Squirtino.
Squirting everywhere.
Squirtiando.
Okay. Timothy. Hello. Hello, Timothy. You speak
hi,
English?
How are you? Okay, quiet.
Oh, hi,
please.
Timothy.
Quiet on the set.
He has an interesting voice.
Hi, Timothy.
Go on.
Hi, what's going on? I just clicked on that random trying to see what all is going on here.
Oh, you clicked here on at random. Well, we don't like that. We want to be special. We don't want to be random. So, if that's all you have to say, I'm sorry, but we don't want to be random. Timothy.
He has no idea what he's like.
You have no idea that May Victoria just had two incredible, deep, powerful orgasms
live.
On a monkey rocker live with a pocket
I'm
rocket.
Aware of that.
You are aware of that. Then this is not random.
Liar.
No.
Oh, he says it's random, and you're aware of
why
that.
Why does everyone have to lie?
I don't know.
Liars.
Why does anyone?
I'm so tired of liars.
At least they're not haters.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's a step below.
Not
yeah.
So bad as haters. So
why
anyway,
don't you talk
you
to the caller?
The
yeah.
So
exactly.
What do
you?
So what do you think?
So what do you think of May's orgasms?
They sounded excellent. I'm just wondering, is this like a sales promotion type thing for your site?
Everything
I
is. It's all sales
isn't
promotion.
That what life is all about?
We are all promoting ourselves and our,
we're all
our products.
The pleasures of life.
Whether
that's
it's
what
the
we're
product
promoting.
In our hair or the product in our shopping cart.
But it's real.
It's real. May Victoria really is naked and has a beautiful
stunning.
Body, a stunning body. And she
oh,
has been
woman.
Riding this monkey rocker, which is something we do sell.
So hot.
But she's only cooking. Doing it because, I don't know, she's really horny.
My egg has landed.
She's ovulating.
I am, I'm not kidding.
Definitely landed.
She's in a...
I'll do anything.
She wants to be penetrated.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's too busy jerking off now.
Right?
He's too busy zipping his pants.
Stick
with
it.
Come on, guys.
You know, if you want us to think you're not masturbating, you should talk. Don't keep quiet like that, or we think you're just
we
jerking
know
off.
What you're doing. Just like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
All right.
So
well,
May
I mean,
is...
You guys have fun, and... I'll check back in with you guys later. Do you guys do this, like, often?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Well, what, you're not going to say anything about what
I
you
know,
think
right?
about this? You're just going to ask us when we
oh,
do it.
Yeah.
What is your opinion? Is it a turn on, or is it you know, going to send you to the priest to confess?
Oh no, I'm believe me, I'm not offended. I'm just a little shocked. It's kind of strange. I just loaded Skype today, so I just clicked on, went through, and started clicking through some of the Skype cast, and I saw a doctor something, a Dr. Susan Block. So I was like, oh, let's see what Dr. Susan Block has to say.
All right. Well, now you did. You know, sometimes we talk to gynecologists, and sometimes we talk to hookerologists.
Hookerologists.
Right. Yes, and May Victoria is a hooker.
Hookerologist.
And she is the author of a fabulous new book. It's very well written, called Hooker, A Beautiful Madness, that takes you into the emotional world of a lady of pleasure.
I really want to borrow one.
And at the same time, she happens to be, I don't know if all escorts are like this, but she happens to be a very sexual woman.
At times, like now.
Yeah,
at times. I
only
have
two
days. 2 days out of 2 days out of the month.
All right.
The rest I'm just boring.
But Timothy is in shock.
I don't think you're ever boring.
So we're going to move him down into listening.
Let's find someone we can talk to.
All right. So now what we'd like
I'm trying to find someone for us to talk
someone,
to.
Please.
I'm trying.
Mitch is
working on it.
Mitch is very knight in shining armor-like, isn't he? Mitch, hello.
Hi, Doctor. Yeah, I just want to let you know, May, that you sounded absolutely stunning, my lady. And just the way you came was just, I bet you tasted incredibly sweet. And your love muscle, I could just feel. And
your
energy is just beautiful and positive. And you're beautiful, my lady. You're rock on. And you're stunning and you're gorgeous. And to be in the presence of such an honorable doctor is just amazing.
I came so hard I can't even put the vibrator on my pussy. I'll put it on the microphone for you to see.
It's too intense.
See, look at that. It's just, I come so hard. I have to, like, I have that refractory time, you know?
Yeah.
You know what turned me on? You know what turned me on the most?
What?
What turned me on the most was just to hear you moan in such a sensual and just captivating way, and it just made love to my spirit and made love to my body as well. So it was a mind orgasm, which is just incredibly erotic and
yeah, there's just too much. There's too much porno bullshit going on out there in the world. I know. I've contributed. I'm paying my taxes.
Mitch,
you are
representing well, because a lot of the other guys that have been on this program have had, you know, nothing really gripping to say.
Yeah, such
and
is
Mitch
the world.
Does.
Well, thank you, Mitch. We love you.
I learn from Doctor and I learn from you, and thank you so much for teaching me to be a better man. I mean, incredible.
Well,
ciao, Doctor. Yeah.
We love you, Mitch.
I'm turning this thing off.
And you still have your shirt off, right?
No, I put the back.
I put the shirt back on. Okay. At least he's honest.
Exactly.
He's honest, you know. All right.
This thing is fun.
Okay.
Look at that ball.
We'll talk to you.
This thing looks awesome.
The monkey rocker has balls.
The monkey rocker.
It needs to be a heater on it.
Well,
like,
there
like
you go.
See,
you can tell that this is not a totally commercial show, because we don't have a heater for the monkey rocker.
No.
Really, if there was a heater on this thing, I'd be still...
Well, aren't you heating it up just by riding it, girl?
No, it's like the car seat, you know, like a little heater on it, you know, I'm spoiled.
Chris Cable, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Another Down Under guy from Melbourne. All right.
Australia.
Look, I'm slapping the
hello.
Ball against my vulva.
So, have you been listening for a little while, Chris? Have you heard May Victoria?
I have.
Do you have any questions for her?
Yeah.
not really. I could pretty much hear and imagine everything that was going on, so.
That's cool.
It was very vivid.
Very vivid. Well,
she
sounds
sexy.
An actress, but she's not acting. I mean...
No, I'm really... This is a good night for me. I really am at my mid-cycle, and I'm fucking horny right now. There's no way around it.
Yeah. What would you do if you were here, Chris, with May? Would you be able to handle her?
I'm a bit of a voyeur, so I'd be very happy to watch what's going on.
Hi, Chris.
What's up with these guys? What would you do?
Hi, Terry.
Oh, they know each
what
other.
What do?
Chris and Terry, do you know each other?
We might.
You might.
He might.
You may.
He's my mellow boyfriend of the day, and I wanted to hear his sexy Australian voice, so I tuned him into the radio show.
Did you guys know each other? Did you guys meet at a club or something?
No, I've never met him. He's just one of my mellow friends. One of the mellow people.
He's a long-distance friend.
Yeah.
That's me.
Are you have a hard-on right now?
I'm actually a little nervous from...
You're nervous? How could you be sitting around here? You're nervous?
The radio.
You're not even semi... You don't even have a semi going on? How old are you?
Okay, maybe a little.
All right,
semi.
Okay. This is a confession. Like, maybe how old are you?
I'm 22.
22? Okay, that explains it.
22, right. There's some youth going on here, May. You are teaching the young people. That's what you're doing
show
here.
Done.
Wow, Henry's putting out like a hot rag on the
all right,
on
we've
the
got
top.
Michael in Toronto.
He's heating it up.
Okay,
who
Michael?
Wants to compliment you, May?
All right, let's talk to Michael.
Let's see if we can get a hold of Michael here.
If we can,
everybody stand by. We're gonna test these systems out.
Cool, sexy. Look, that really made a difference. You
hello,
got a
Michael.
Hot rag, like a hot
that was very thoughtful of him, wasn't it?
Michael.
Hello.
Hello. Can
Michael.
You hear us, Michael?
Hello, folks. I'm calling from Toronto. I was just listening to that incredible performance by May Victoria.
It's not a performance. It was happening.
Well, it was a performance, but it was real. It was reality. It wasn't a fake performance.
That's what I mean.
That was
exactly
beautiful.
What I mean.
It was beautiful, and it was a command performance.
It's a tired Friday night after a long week,
yes.
But she
yay.
Just turned me on.
I put it back in my pussy.
Incredible,
good.
Incredible erotic voice she has. And the obviously genuine orgasm she had. I am so aroused right now.
That's
my
good.
God.
Is your dick hard? Is that dick hard?
Yes, very much.
I'm
so.
All right. Tell it, brother.
Right on.
Yeah.
Put that dick in your hand.
Confess. We want to know that dick is hard. You don't have to hide from us. You don't have to wank in shame. Don't be ashamed.
No shame here. Sylvia.
No shame.
I'm stroking and I'm just...
All right. Stroke it down.
I came so hard.
Is
I'm
this
so
the
shaking.
First time you've listened to the show?
First time I listened to the show and I'm going to get back listening to some more, I think. All right, good. Wow.
I need a beer after that.
Yeah.
It's a riveting show.
Your voice is so erotic, you know. I can almost feel it in my ear.
Wait, we're losing this one.
Yeah, it's talking to your microphone.
Microphone?
I mean, talking to your phone.
Talking to your telephone, darling.
Your telly.
I am.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm talking.
So, how did you find us? This is your first time hearing this show?
Well, I did, I paid for the,
Whoa, what?
Sorry.
I paid for the two-day, thing, and
oh.
I couldn't
oh,
get
you
to
want,
that.
You
there's something wrong with it, so they
okay,
just
you remember.
Wow, just to hear her heavy breathing, you know, it was just more than I could stand. I had to unzip, and the next thing I know, I'm calling you, and I'm stroking myself. My God,
that's
I can hardly contain myself.
Hey, we're interactive.
We are.
Totally
yeah,
interactive.
You know.
And you can watch May on the show, since you're a member, because... Are we showing this now?
Well, I tried
yeah,
to pay
are.
For the membership, but nothing seemed to happen. You've got some technical problems that night.
That night.
Oh, that night. We could, but we have technical problems all the time, but actually it's going to be...
I'm sorry, folks. I think I'm coming now.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
go right ahead.
Oh,
yeah. Oh.
Oh, excuse me.
I have that effect on guys. Are we...
Wow.
I think you have that effect on guys.
Now, that was worth well, $750, wasn't
was,
it?
That was such a good deal.
Congratulations, folks. You have the best radio show in the world.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We do. And we love
you. We try.
We
try hard. Try hard. Yeah.
Tommy, is that your name? What was his name? Michael?
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
All right, Michael.
All right, Michael.
So, did you make a big mess, Michael?
Oh, a hell of a mess, yes.
A hell of a mess.
No,
thanks
don't.
A lot, folks.
Yeah, you take care. We love you, Canada. Now, there's a happy subscriber.
I guess so, even though he had some technical problems.
Yeah, no,
it all worked out.
No
in the
technical
end.
Problems right now.
Yeah, that was one of those, like, you know, 2 minute, you know, situations, or not even, right?
Well, he's been listening. It took him a long time.
You know, yeah, he's probably,
to build
yeah,
up to
right?
That.
That takes control.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
important.
Yeah, and he didn't want to... You were asking him some questions about... well, he was starting to talk about a technical problem, and then he said, and I don't want to talk about that.
Doesn't
I'm
matter.
Coming now.
Right now. Very to the point.
Very much so.
All right,
okay,
so we are now...
Now we are now going into overtime here.
An hour and
we're
34 minutes.
Yeah, we're into overtime
time
here. So how's this gangbang situation going? You did get banged by a monkey rocker.
I did, yeah. Look at that, huh? It needs a heater. It needs like an internal heater, like on the car seat, like the luxury cars. And then I would
the luxury monkey rocker is on the list.
Yeah.
A heater.
Coming up.
Heated monkey rocker.
It's possible. All things are possible, you know?
I kind of want to borrow that thing for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, it's you can use it anytime.
I really can. Sometimes life is just, oh yeah.
You can take it in your room.
Isn't that fun?
Just don't let your cat get on it.
No,
okay?
I think he
no
can still it. No
cats.
No cats on the monkey rocker.
This monkey doesn't like cats.
I will
That's
not let DS anywhere near that thing.
It's just fun to sway.
We have a double monkey rocker, too.
Yeah.
They brought it.
I saw that.
It's a little strange. I'm not sure how that...
If I ever get a girlfriend, I'll introduce her to it.
That... is something.
Some boyfriends like that.
Who needs a boyfriend?
Yeah, you could have a
who needs
could have
boyfriend?
A, we have seen guys get on the monkey rocker.
That's funny. You know what? That it's a workout.
Yeah, it is.
It makes your muscles work.
It is really fun, and it's really finely engineered.
Well engineered.
This is what I'm stressing right now is that what happened to my inner legs right now, I could feel like I really fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I had a good, like, got a good
you
layout.
You got
a good
fuck. Oh, I'm so happy, May. Because I know you needed to get fucked. So
well,
you really felt,
yeah.
Well, fucked from the monkey rocker. Boy, this is practically sounding like a testimonial.
Right.
We didn't plan this, folks.
No, not
really
at all.
We really didn't.
No.
No,
although
not at all.
Although we have
that's
been selling some monkey rockers.
We've been selling them all
I'm
over the world.
I am sold on that monkey rocker right now. I am
sold.
I'm just lucky.
We sold one to Czech Republic.
Right, Czech Republic.
And
we sent two to Australia.
Two to Australia.
Yeah.
The Australians.
The guy in Australia, if you're listening, he gives them out to his girlfriends and friends.
Just hands them out like party favors.
Yeah. Boyfriend like
right.
that. Just gives things like
somebody
that.
Somebody just wrote, I need a good
What's
fuck
going
too.
On here?
No, I mean, this guy gave it to a girlfriend. She said, this is great. He ordered another one. For another girlfriend.
That would be nice.
We should make him a distributor.
I love hearing
Australia.
The stories.
Yeah.
Guys giving gifts.
Like monkey rockers.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I would never get anything like
yeah.
that.
We have a guy that gives away monkey rockers in Australia.
Anything.
He's bought two of them and sent them to two different addresses. It's like there's such a story behind every sale. You know.
And monkey rockers are made in Bakersfield, California, actually. Did you know that?
They're a good workout for your legs.
Yeah.
I feel it. Like I'm still kind of have that after cum shake.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And
I can't wait to try it.
You don't have
can't
to plug
wait.
It in. It's,
I'm
it's,
so excited.
It doesn't require an electricity.
All right.
You can have a power outage. You don't require any gasoline.
Yeah, I'm sitting on it sideways, and I'm still giving it a go, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting enough, I'll tell you that.
It's very nice. All right,
very
so...
Nice. Made in Bakersfield.
Woohoo! Go Bakersfield.
Made in America.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's hot.
Definitely.
And trucked by American workers to the port.
Yeah. Very American.
It's one of the few things we make in America now.
Although I think they have to get the parts from China.
Right, the parts come from China.
But then they put the parts together,
right, together.
In America.
Oh, I'm yawning. I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Assembled in America.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're going to wind up here because it's time to sleep good tonight.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, we got you banged by a monkey rocker.
Yeah.
At least you came, baby.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
And, you know, you really just brought so much joy to so many people.
Yeah, I'm like ready to fall asleep.
You heard them calling in and, you know, some of them
one guy popped
were,
a load.
Yeah, one guy popped a load. Another guy was just waxing poetic. You know, Mitchie out there. in Atlanta via South Africa.
I think I am the luckiest person in all of Radio Land because I was sitting right
you
here.
Were right next
I just
to
got
her.
To sit right here and watch her.
Was that hot?
Oh my God, yes.
It was quite beautiful.
Oh yes.
I want to leave off with a vibrating
sound. So beautiful.
This thing is like super powerful. Like,
and we got some pictures, I guess.
Pocket rocket for a reason. I'm gonna go over there and go touch Mars' hair, freak him out.
Yeah, go touch Mars' hair.
Bug him up.
You never know.
He's scared.
I wonder if the boys are there down the street, down the alley.
What boys?
What boys with the gang?
Case and Andrew.
Chris and Andrew and many of their boyfriends.
The artists next door, they're so cute. They're really cute.
Yeah, we could go see them.
Oh, we could go see them.
We could go see them.
Right after the show.
Yeah.
You mean the guy, like the man boy?
They're different.
These are little man boys, too.
They're kind of, they're artsy emo man boys.
Yeah,
they're super cute, though.
Yeah.
Super cute, though.
I love emo.
Yeah, they're total emo boys.
Cute.
Really cute.
They're good looking and emo-y.
We're at 140.
And successful artists. So, we're going to break, but...
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
We love May Victoria. Get her book. We're actually going to start selling her book.
Yeah, we should.
We should sell this
definitely.
Book. Hooker.
Hooker.
Right here. A Beautiful Madness.
Hook yourself a woman? What's the difference between...
I'm next on the list part, right?
And I go back, how can you tell a gangbanger from a hooker?
How do you tell a gangbanger from a hooker?
A joke?
I don't know.
What's a joke, then?
There's no joke.
Oh, you're going
to
leave us like
know?
That.
Oh, here we go. I'm leaving it. All right, here we go.
Terrible. Okay. So thank you, May.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brother Dave.
Thank
and
you, Paul.
Thank you,
Skype.
My darling listeners. Thank you, Mar. Thank you, Henry. Thank you all. And thank you, Monkey Rocker. And thank you, Pocket Rocket. Little Pocket Rocket helps.
Little Pocket Rocket for
pocket
the win.
You know, it's up there doing its little job there.
Doc Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Johnson, our friend. Okay. Until we meet again on the air somewhere, be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anybody, including yourself. Don't be too rough. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Follow the Bonobo Way. Go to Bonobo Way and join up. I think they can join up now. BonoboWay.com.
I think they can.
Okay.
It's
and,
a little tough, but it's okay.
Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. You can try a monkey rocker or a pocket rocket. I love you.
Sorry.
You just turned me off.
Sorry.
Okay.
From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution and Evolution. And if you're still listening, we're going to bring you to a pre-recorded show. And from our house to your house, thank you so much for having us. And we'll talk to you again somewhere in cyberspace.